Good morning, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob and I are having a riot today. We are out at the Michigan Army National Guard, and we are throwing down some smoke. We got the grill fired up out front, and please stop by and see us because we're helping raise money today for the Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. And you're going to see a little information about that, and we're going to have retired Sergeant Lewandowski on the show here in another few minutes, and he's going to talk about the details of that. But right now we're going to go out west, I think, to Mike and Chris Peters. Mike, are you out there?
Hey, I sure am.
Mike, you there?
And I am here.
For Mike to come on the line. This unit right here houses a Charlie Company, the 125th Infantry Battalion. We got the HHT of the 126th Cav. We got Company D of 237 of the BSB. We got a transportation company. We got the Army Band.
Awesome.
We got some good stuff in this huge facility. So when you drive down 44th Street and you look to the south side, just to the west of Clyde Park, and you see this huge facility with those two big old tanks. What are those? Are those Shermans out front? I didn't even pay attention to them. What are those tanks out there, Denny? We don't know. Anyway, some giant tanks out front. They're a little bit rusted up, but I bet they'd still blast through a wall.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyway, we've got Mike and Chris Peters, and they're out pairing wine somewhere. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, good to see you on the radio.
That's the best way to see Bob, by the way. Radio, so it works.
Where are you at this morning?
We're actually kind of central eastern. We're in Columbus, Ohio, at the Jazz and Rib Fest today.
Oh, that's a big one. I saw it pop up on my Google Calendar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great event. This is more of a rib burner event where they cook ribs for the public. No real contest involved, and a lot of people show up.
Yeah, how many people do you think they'll get that weekend? Have you got any numbers? Is it 50,000?
Oh, no, it'll be more in the closer to 200,000 over the 3 days, depending on the weather. Here it's been upper hundreds as far as heat index, so that's kind of kept people away yesterday.
Yeah, they'll sell more beer and less ribs.
There you go.
Now, you and your beautiful bride have been working on pairing wines lately, with barbecue. I know you were out maybe in Napa.
Well, no, we're working with Redwood Creek Wine, which is one of our sponsors on the barbecue tour, to develop some wine pairing recipes. Their website's redwoodcreek.com, and they're working on getting our recipes up online. Nice, easy, simple recipes of our hometown dishes paired with wine, or with using wine as an ingredient. And Chris has been working real hard on that.
Well, if you just tell them to ship us a few cases, we'll come up with some recipes. What do you think, Job?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, they shipped us extra in here, and as hot as it was yesterday, I'll have plenty along. So if you want to make a road trip to Columbus, I'm sure I can catch up, Bob.
You know, if my daughter still lived there, it'd be even easier. but you're a couple weeks ahead of me. I won't be down there for a couple more weeks yet. So where's next on the agenda? When are you going to be in Michigan?
Probably not, I don't think. The closest will be in 2 weeks, we'll be at the Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, that's a biggie.
We're there the first weekend, so I think it's Thursday through Sunday. Right on the midway, so we're right by the guys that shoot the pellet guns and the ice cream and the cream puff pavilion. So
Cupid doll. Going to win the Cupid doll.
Well, listen, and if people just tuned in, we're talking into Mike Peters here. He's with the KCBS, Great American Barbecue Tour, and this guy and his wife travel across America promoting barbecue, and he's gracious enough to call us once in a while and check in and give us a progress report. So I know you've got a big day ahead of you, and I won't hold you up any longer, but we look forward to talking to you in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I appreciate it. And here in about, I think a month from now approximately, we'll be in Warland, Wyoming, and we will actually break out our competition gear for that little contest. We're going to be doing our dog and pony show, but we're also going to cook in it. So we'll see how everything comes out at the end.
Well, that'll be fun. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mike. Give Chris our best.
I sure will. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay.
That was Mike Peters from the Kansas City Barbecue Society World Tour. He's out on, and he's a representative of that organization. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that we have one of those competitions going on right here in West Michigan today. It's sponsored by another radio station, so we're not a big part of it, but there is a barbecue competition going on today. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about that, I think it's over at John Ball Park.
It is, and John Ball Park is just to the south of the zoo. We had a little trick finding it last year. My better half and I went down there that Saturday, and it's a little tricky getting back in there on the west side. But
yeah.
If you've got a little kibasa on your breath, they'll let you in.
Yeah, one of the ladies I work with, and we've had them on the show, the All Hell Barbecue Team. They're actually competing there today. They said there's 37 teams out there. They did sides and desserts last night, and they're going to be turning in the four meats by noon today, or 2 o'clock rather. Judging starts at 3, so there's still time to get out there and enjoy it. If you've never been to one of these things, it is kind of cool to watch. You've got everything from little Weber cookers to $40,000 grills out there, and I tell you what, they all make barbecue and they all do it very well. So if you're even remotely interested, get out there and check that out.
You know, a few months ago we had the beautiful young lady from Old World Olive Press in Rockford on the show. She left me with a couple of recipe cards, and this one, I've got a bunch of fresh blueberries this afternoon. I'm making this one. It's a blueberry balsamic barbecue sauce. And, thanks to the Old World Olive Press, I have become like a balsamic freak.
Oh, it's fantastic to cook with. If you've never cooked with balsamic vinegar, it imparts a flavor layer that is really, really different. And
but theirs is a good balsamic. I was buying, Bravo Sierra balsamic before.
Right.
It wasn't good.
Right.
There's a big difference in quality, just like with anything. So the old adage, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
But this recipe is pretty cool. And the fresh blueberries are all in right now. So it takes a couple cups of blueberries, a quarter cup of blueberry balsamic or any balsamic, a good balsamic, some sugar, ketchup, garlic powder, and salt. And you just basically, you simmer that for about 15 minutes. You bring it to a boil and you simmer it for about 15 minutes on a reduced heat. You let it cool and you throw it in the blender, and voila, you've got a beautiful blueberry barbecue sauce that you made in your kitchen that is foolproof. She's given us a guarantee on this.
Really good on pork, guys, and it'll play well on chicken, too. Bob is going to try it on fish this afternoon. I'm not so sure I like berries and fish, but you're going to tell us how it is next week.
Yeah. Actually, the chutney I made last week I'm putting on the fish. I took that and I actually spun that chutney recipe a little bit, and I put some dark rum in it after it cooled off and gave it a little different twist. It exploded.
Wow.
It exploded. Not much rum, maybe a couple gallons.
Right.
Let it sit for an hour.
You know, we'll post those recipes on thegrillingguys.com. If you check us out on the website, we've got all the last week's recipes up there. We had the Mexican Fiesta, and one of them that Bob and I, he doesn't even know I did this, but I've started a batch of Deer Camp tequila. Last week we called it Christmas tequila, but it only takes about 3 or 4 months to come together. So I figured we're going to call it Deer Camp tequila, and we're going to make it happen.
And we'll bring it to Kansas.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, should be good.
Yeah. I want to talk about some wild game meat cakes that are really popular, too, because you know what? It's time to get that bow out. If you're a hunter, it's time to start whacking them.
That's right.
Otherwise, you'd be missing them.
Yeah, it is important to practice. It's very important to practice. You know that I wimped out last year and went to a crossbow, and that's kind of a point-and-shoot deal. That if you can shoot a gun, you can shoot those things. You do.
You still better practice it.
You need to know how far it'll shoot and how the arrow drops and everything at different distances.
That's right, and you want to be a good shooter if you're down here in the 125, because in a couple of months, you're going to be over in Afghanistan, and they got those crazy smelly guys up in the caves, and they're pretty hard to shoot at, so you got to have your eagle eye going.
You do. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. We're here each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. Today we are at the Michigan Army National Guard on 44th Street.
Hoorah!
And we are helping them with the Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. Say that 3 times fast.
Uh-huh.
And that it's a cool memorial that we're raising funds for today and throughout the rest of the year so that we can get this thing put together. We're going to be having retired Sergeant Lewandowski on the next segment to talk a little bit about that. And tell us how we all can help, because this is a great thing that would be an excellent tribute in our city. And unfortunately, it's to tribute the fallen soldiers that have passed since 9/11, and really unfortunate that there's over 100 of them that are already there.
Yeah. We also want to talk a little bit about some safety tips. By all means, you know, right now it's just really critical that while you're grilling and in this heat, you know, you might take chances and stuff. Don't take chances while you're grilling. It's very important that you follow a couple basic rules. And I think 7,000 people are injured every year from grills. And that's crazy. Either burning their house down or flames shooting out of the back, explosions, crazy things that if they were just paying attention, they could have stopped it. And the worst part is when it happens to a little kid, because they just don't know any better. So one of the things we want to remind you of this morning is to keep that 3-foot barrier around your grill. Never let a child within 3 foot of a grill. It's stupid. You don't want to be stupid.
I mean, you can teach your son or your daughter how to grill, but just be smart about it, and not the little ones, you know, because the last thing you want to do is a child walk up and touch the grill. What's in there, Daddy?
Well, people trip, you know, and fall into them,
yeah,
all sorts of things.
Sudden,
and you've got a propane tank, and propane is like one of the most dense fuels you could possibly burn, and it's nasty stuff. If you've got a bad line, if you've got a bad feeder hose going into your burner, you can shoot some flames out.
Yeah. And you know what? Grilling is such a positive thing. Everybody loves to do it. And nobody wants to end that day with a trip to the emergency room where you're trying to take care of a bad burn just because somebody was curious or careless.
Hey, make sure you hit us up on Facebook right now. Check out the picture I posted last night of me and Rob Russell. We were at Frankenmuth Brewery. I got a great story on Frankenmuth. You got to check out their heffa.
Yep. Coming up next, we're going to have three great rib secrets from the big Goomba Paulie from the East Coast. And Bob's going to go out and work on that grill a little bit. And Colonel Denny Gillum's going to sit in with me. And we're going to do this next segment a la No Bob. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.